Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes, and I am delighted to have this very beautiful soul, Tracy, joining us for this episode. And I am excited because we have a lot to talk about. We've just had something pretty epic happen, which we're going to share with you all. So, welcome, Tracy, to the show.
Thank you, beautiful Christine.
Oh, I'm so delighted because look, honestly, we've got a lot to talk about, and I've gotten to know you over the last couple of months and find out more about you and your story. But I'm just going to get you to quickly introduce yourself before I get carried away with all of the amazing questions that I want to sort of like pile on top of you today.
So I'm Tracy Corman. And I'm also known as the matchmaking queen at Two's Company.
Amazing. And I mean, what a job. I mean, you get to bring love together. Like, I mean, how incredible is that?
I'm also a qualified counselor, Christine. I specialize in mental health trauma and relationship issues. So, guess what? Every time I speak to my clients when I'm at work, I'm able to share loads of wisdom to them,
Yeah.
whatever they're dealing with.
And like, let's just face it, it's life. Like, life is not just, I love this, a beautiful quote from Jay Shetty. And Jay Shetty says that if your life is like this, you're flatlining. Like life is meant to be up and down. It's like a heartbeat. Like we have, you know, the up rhythms and the down rhythms. And really, that's what it is, isn't it? Like when you're in your line of field, you know, we've all had things that have happened to us in the past. And when we're looking for love, we want to make sure that we are our best so that we can attract the right person as well.
Yes, totally, 100%. I'll have clients, something will happen. They say, "What do you suggest I do r around this?" Or, "Oh, this has come up and I'm dealing with this." And so, it's just guidance all the way. And so that they're becoming better people because then they'll be better in relationships, better in their lives for their loved ones, and so on and so on. It's a ripple effect, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is. Now, I want to quickly share because we just had a really amazing journey. So, first of all, Tracy is also on this cover of the Corporate Escapers magazine, which I, you know, this is my baby. Like, I love it so much. I love, you know, bringing stories to the world. But we've also just all become number one bestsellers on Amazon with our book called An Empowered Life. So, congratulations to you, beautiful. And I just want to say massive thank you because I know how much courage it really takes to be vulnerable to share your story. But we were just talking before of what an amazing impact you are now making on the world. So, congratulations on that.
And that really touches my heart because the book will change many, many, many lives at a time in our lives when there's so much adversity and change happening and people are really suffering. Some people are really suffering out there more than ever before or more than a very long time. So this book is a gift. And I want to say to you, you are a beautiful, authentic soul, human being, and just doing amazing things with how you go about what you do. Really a lovely work that you're doing,
Oh,
Christine.
thank you. Thank you so much. I literally pinch myself every day going, is this really my job? Like, do I really get paid for this? Because I get to work with the most amazing people all around the world. And, you know, stories, like if we think about, you know, going back to, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, this is what brought people together was the story times, you know, sharing the stories of legends, so sharing the stories of, you know, things that they've learned and how they can pass down. And I do truly believe that stories are actually what we need in life to really uplift us. And it's the real, authentic, true, heart-centered stories like what you've shared in the book. And you know, like you said, it's an impact. And I feel that this is part of your legacy that you have just left to the world as well.
Yes. I started writing a book years ago, and I lost the majority of what I'd written, and I was so annoyed I put it aside. And then I didn't feel inclined to write anymore for a while, And then, of course, you came along and I've written this chapter. So it's just a very brief story, but I think it's definitely impactful with what I've shared. Yeah,
absolutely. And like, obviously, like with what you do, you know, in the wonderful field of matchmaking, I mean, stories play such a huge part to it as well, because you're hearing stories of two different people and trying to work out who's going to be best suited for one another as well. I mean, tell us, like, you know, what does your career, like your business that you're doing, like, it obviously must have a huge impact on your life as well in such a beautiful way.
Like you, it's a joy for me to do what I do. It's just an absolute joy and a pleasure and a treasure. And every time somebody finds love, or every time somebody finds an amazing best friend, it touches my heart. And I've had more success with my clients than in my own personal life. That's another story. I know, right? I'm still hopeful, though, and it's all good, you know, it's all good. And it's such a gift. I said 25 years ago to somebody, you know, I get to come to work every day and make a difference in the lives for others by bringing people together. How blessed am I? So 27 years with Two's Company, 29 years as a matchmaker. I am so blessed that I still enjoy what I do. And now, with the wisdom due to overcoming all that happened, the adversity, and becoming the qualified counselor and specializing in mental health trauma and relationship issues, now I effortlessly am able to share wisdom and guide others on their journey. And sharing that and making a difference in people's lives every day that I work. Such a blessing, Christine. It's such a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is like one of the key things that, you know, the corporate escape is really stands for, is when you are truly following your passion, I believe that it does not feel like work. Obviously, there's things that we have to do as business owners that we don't like. And like, mine's the accounting side of things. Like, I just don't like it, you know, and like, you know, you know, that's the thing. But if you compare it to waking up every day and doing things that you love, you're so much more inspired. I feel that your health improves so much more because you are, you know, truly following that passion inside of it. But, you know, what are some of the other impacts that you've noticed in your life that, you know, when you're following your passion, what that has actually had?
Well, I love to be of service. And being of service puts us in the victor mode as opposed to the victim. So I was the victim for years. And when you become the victor, and for me, it was going out into the community and being of service. I've served the homeless and the rough sleepers and the people that are lonely or struggling in society. I've served them on Christmas Day for the last 6 years now. I've been a Gold Coast Community Christmas Committee member for 4 years. And the joy in service is, I can't describe it. The joy I have received in being of service to others, I can't describe it.
I mean, there's a word at the moment that I feel is used a lot, and it's abundant. But we always consider abundance with wealth, you know, like with the monetary value. But we also need to look at the abundance that, A, when you're saying like we give of service, that joy that it gives to us, like there's so much abundance actually in the world, and it's not just the financial. There is love, there's joy, there's happiness. And I really truly believe that when you have that, then the money will also come, and you know, you really do feel abundant in every aspect of your life. Do you resonate with that?
Oh, for sure. I was very, very fortunate, and the business was absolutely thriving. We had a team of 13, and I scaled things down in 2000 and seven, I started to scale things down. When I returned to work part-time, I thought, oh, I'm more peaceful and better for me that way. And what was your question?
It's like the word, like, abundant. Like, does that, you know, that resonates more with you, doesn't it? Like, you know, in not just the financial aspect, it's the abundance everywhere that we have.
Yes, yes. So I was very blessed, had a real estate portfolio, a five-star lifestyle. My son went to a fantastic school, which I provided for him, and a fantastic lifestyle full of abundance. And a lot of that was taken away for a number of reasons. And abundance you can have in health, in joy, in love for others. For me, it's dance and music. I have an abundance of dance and music in my life because I create that. So yes, it's not just about finance.
Yeah. And I do believe that, you know, when people say you can't have it all, I totally disagree with that, because I used to be one of those believers thinking that you can't have it all. But you can have success in your career. You can have love. You can have joy. You can have everything that your heart desires. But it comes back to self and the self-worthiness that we feel. And you must experience that so much with your clients too, and getting them to that state of worthiness after, obviously, you know, I mean, look, they're looking for love because obviously it hasn't worked out in the past, you know, for others. How do you handle when that sort of self-worthiness comes up in your clients?
So part of our programs at Two's Company include all that they need to become a better version of themselves, because when they do that, the future looks brighter. The future will be brighter by becoming a better version of ourselves. So becoming a better person in a relationship. And self-worth is critical. Mm. And we teach people how to treat us. So self-worth is very attractive to another human being who wants to share their life with you, mm. or who you want to share your life with. You know, when you have somebody that values who they are and values their life and values their values, that's very attractive,
yes.
to somebody that's looking for love and long-term partner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And I think that's what really sets you apart, like, with what you do, is that you're not just, okay, here's not just a photo, you know. It is really about the whole aspect of what you're looking for in a person. Because I think a lot of the times we don't even know what we're looking for. And this, you know, what you're doing really makes people assess, going, well, what are the values? What are the characteristics? You know, what are the goals or the passion of that person that you're looking for to really make it a long-term relationship?
Yes, in our initial contact and communication with someone, and all our members contact us initially. We've never had time for cold calling ever. So everyone contacts us initially. And in that initial process, often I will hear, oh, I've never thought about that. Or, oh, I've never thought about this. And I said, yes, well, we get you thinking, you know. And that's part of the process of completing their profile. And then they know what they want. When you know what you want, when you know what you don't want, you know what you want. So it's like chiseling out what is going to work for you in a partner, the type of person that you want. And often people haven't thought about that, which is why they'll say, oh, well, I'm not sure. I never thought about that. So then's the time for them to think about what they really want.
Yeah, absolutely. And have you found that, obviously, with the people that you're working with, that, you know, as time goes on, and I look, you know, I look at myself, you know, here I am in my mid-40s, and I really have honed down to what I'm looking for. You know, you really get clear on it, because it has been the previous experiences that you've had in life to make you realize of now what you do want.
Absolutely, Christine. Unfortunately, I learned what I didn't want. There were some most unfortunate things that happened. But now I know what I do want. And so I always say to my clients, what's happened in the past, we need to deal with that. We need to heal from that and move forward. And now we know what we want and become a better version of themselves and be healing and make feeling good a priority in their lives and enjoy doing the things that they're doing. And then bam, they'll meet someone who goes, oh, wow, I want to spend more time with this person.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
if I feel that somebody needs, let's say somebody needs improving their confidence, I have information that we, that we share with them. Let's say somebody needs to improve their boundaries. There's information that we'll share with that person. So right at my fingertips, I'm able to share all the time, Christine, what this person needs to hear, read, see.
And I think it's really, really interesting. I'm just actually finding your article in the magazine because what I love is your quote here. It says, being surrounded by the right people in life, I feel is absolutely extremely important if you want to live life empowered. And I love that because I think when you're finding your match, it's also wanting to be around those people that are going to uplift you. And, be inspired. And I think a partner can really do that for you as well.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You've heard the saying, and you'll see women will glow when they're in love and have a good man in their life. Or a guy will look healthy and happier than he's looked in 20 years, maybe, because he's got a good woman in his life and he's happy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And
Now, I want
having
to,
the
like on it, I think it's so true because it you sort of like obviously the love endorphins and all that sort of stuff makes you feel so much better. But you talked about confidence too. When you're in a really healthy relationship, it also builds your confidence even more as well.
Of course, when somebody's in a healthy relationship and they're being respected and valued and appreciated, they feel great.
Yeah,
So they're
absolutely.
doing life differently because of that. That's why it's important for singles to continue working on themselves, to make feeling good a priority, to enjoy the things that they're doing in life. It's really important that singles do that.
Absolutely. And do you also offer coaching, like personally to people that maybe not be part of Two's company? Do you offer individual coaching?
So I only do counselling on a referral basis because I'm so busy matchmaking. And every now and again, a client may freeze their membership time because they want to deal with something or need to deal with something. So then we'll have some life coaching sessions. I've got a client at the moment in New South Wales, and he's had two life coaching sessions, and he's feeling better than he's felt in 20 years, only because he realised some things in those coaching sessions that he hadn't realized before. So that's going to help him long term, and I've already got a lady in mind for him. And guess what? She's only down the road, really.
Oh my goodness, I love that. I love it. I love that.
So you get him right, and then they're good together, and they know of each other too. So
That's incredible. That's so, I look, I love it. I mean, I am a lover of love. I love life. I love, just being surrounded by other incredible people as well. And that's what I love that quote, you have to really be surrounded in life, for the right people. But I want to ask you, is that, do you apply that in your life and especially in business, being surrounded by the like amazing people that are going to uplift you as well?
150%. I had the wrong people come into my life, Christine, and it cost me dearly. And somebody said to me, it's like bees to a honey pot. And I was naive and gullible somewhat then. I'm not now, I believe. So having the right people in my life is the only way. I'm very selective about who I have come into my life. And I suggest that people do that for themselves as well. I was talking to a girlfriend the other night and she was wanting to go and meet this person, and it was late at night. And I said, you're telling the wrong person. I don't think that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
It's really important that we have people around us that respect us and that nourish or nurture us at times. But more importantly, they want the best for us. If I want the best for others, and I do, then I need to have people in my life that want the best for me too.
Absolutely, absolutely. I always say to my girlfriends that, you know, a lot of the times we're each other's mirror. So we can call each other out when we realize that, you know, we're maybe not the best version of ourselves. And, you know, we all have, I love to call them moments, because I believe that everything is just a moment, because, you know, it's not ever going to last forever. But, you know, having those people around you that can be so supportive, that lift you up, but also can call you out when you may not be at your absolute best as well. And they do it in such a beautiful, heartfelt way, you know, and just, yeah, I say call you out on your BS, you know, that, you know, you might not be seen for yourself, or you realize that you may not want to have that conversation with yourself as well. So I think that it's absolutely absolutely important. I want to ask you, you know, we were obviously, the book was called An Empowered Life, and I want to hear from you what an empowered life means to you.
For me, there is no other way. It is the way. When you come from rock bottom, you ain't going back there. Not anytime. And empowered is the best way, I feel, to live my life. It's the best version of me, and then I'm the best version for others. And it is the only way for me. It is the only way. I have been deeply hurt by my past. An interesting journey. And being empowered is the only way for me.
Yeah. And I believe that when we are empowered, that is the moment that we can empower others as well.
Yes, of course. Of course. You know, I've sat with the homeless, because they're the ones in society that are broken and usually forgotten. You don't see many people having a chat with somebody that's on the side of the street homeless. Although nowadays everyone, you know, may consider perhaps buying them a coffee or saying hello. But not usually the case. What was your question?
No, just like, you know, with being empowered and to be able to empower others, I believe it's actually a gift, because you live in an empowered life. Obviously, you've gone through adversity. You've now come out the other side. You now can share that in such a very beautiful, vulnerable way, because you've been through it as well. And that's true empowerment, because you've owned it. You are healing from it. And I always say healing, because I truly believe that when you're doing work on yourself, you are not ever going to be completely healed, because there's always work. Every day something shows up that you have to continue doing work on it. So you stepping into being empowered, you are now empowering so many people as well.
Yes. You know what? I can be with someone and get them, whether they be homeless, whether they be somebody who's escaped domestic violence, whether they be traumatized, or whether they be a single that's really struggled for a very long time, relationships that have, deeply disappointed them and hurt them. I can get them.
Yeah.
Like that. I know where this person's at because I have been there myself. So
And it's a truly,
I'm able to
it's a
share.
gift. It's a gift, you know, and that's what I love that you are doing, is that you are giving so many gifts to so many people, because, you know, not only with the matchmaking that you're doing, but because you are being vulnerable, you are stepping into your empowerment, and you're giving the gifts back to people, which it's a true gift. And I think that that needs to be recognized by so many people as well. And I'm truly honored that you are sharing your gifts, you know, in the magazine, in the book as well, to really help empower other people.
Joy and being of service is such a wonderful thing, Christine. It really is. It really is. In what's the saying? In service there is love. I think there's a saying, in service there is love.
I'll
And
have to check that out. I love
you know,
that.
not long ago I was dealing with something that was disturbing and quite upsetting. And I said to myself, I'm going to the office and I will be of service. And then I'm in the office, I'm in flow, I'm taking care of my clients, sharing all that I can to make a difference in their lives. I got through the day. The next day I'm feeling good again. It's about being the victor, not the victim, isn't it?
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like, you know, as we do that, it's like a collective power that we are now bringing to the world and showing people that, you know, obviously,
yes,
A, the power of what it is to stand together, to show people
yes,
what it's like to, you know, help each other rise. But
yes.
in addition to that, that, you know, the victim mindset, which, you know, I lived like yourself in so long. But you call it the victor, you know, and standing there and showing people what is absolutely possible. You know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not another train coming. Like, there is light there at the end. And you doing that and sharing that with the world is showing people and sending light out to the universe.
You know, it's very true. Whatever has happened in someone's past, there is a way to heal and overcome it. There is a way. There is a way. And I have suffered greatly. There is a way, though, to overcome that, just one step at a time. People find something to hang on for, and one step at a time that they can survive and thrive.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm doing something a little different with my people that I'm the amazing people that I'm interviewing now, because I want to get our audience to give a little bit of a snapshot of where you're going for 2023. I'm such a big believer that towards the end of the year, we, you know, reset, realign, refocus. So, where is Two's company heading for 2023?
2 years into a five-year plan, the office is busy. I've got more work than I need at the moment. What a wonderful problem to have. I won't grow the business again on my own. Like I said, I downscaled. And I just keep putting it out there that I won't grow the business again on my own. There's opportunities here for the right people, good people. And I just keep putting it out there and doing what I'm doing and sharing, like I'm sharing with you now. I share with certain people, and it'll be interesting to see where we are this time next year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And meanwhile, in the office, we're updating all the time, and although we're really busy, but all the time, you know, we're updating and you know, working on the business as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And what about you? Do you have a big goal for yourself for 2023?
A big goal for myself for 2023. What a great question. It actually includes love. So I am open to that. And it needs to be the right person because I won't bother otherwise for me. I'm too busy matchmaking others, and that's good. So love and two's company. Let's get something else happening with two's company, I think. Like I said, I've got more work than I need at the moment. What a wonderful problem to have,
Is,
Christine.
I know, amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, I think that you are a true gift. I think, you are truly following your passion, and I love that so much. And I am so delighted and honored that you allowed me to share your story with the world. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
The universe brought us together. I think you're beautiful and amazing and so authentic and give me the real deal any day.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I am going to pop all the details of how people can reach out to you, Tracy. And, if you're there looking for love, you're based here in Australia, reach out to Tracy. She really wants to get to know you and to actually match you with the right person that obviously matches your values, your passion, your desires, what you want out of life. And you can't get that on an app. So reach out to Tracy and have a conversation with her at Tracy's company. I'm going to pop all the details below that you can reach out to them. Thank you so much, beautiful, for being here today and sharing your gifts with the world.
And thank you. Thank you, Christine. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you to everyone who has watched this episode of the Corporate Escapist TV show. Remember to hit that like and subscribe button and hit us with a follow. Got any questions, pop them below and we'll reach out to you. And mostly remember to follow your passion every single day. Love and light to yous all.
Yes.